Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Professor Sean McMeekin. His new book, Stalin's War, A New History of World War II, The Strange Allies of World War II, Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin. Here, Sean gives us an insight as to how Roosevelt's thinking evolved over the course of the 1930s towards Stalin, whom he knew to be an aggressive and ruthless man. And yet, because of the exigencies of the Second War, there were changes of approach to Stalin, the dictator. And here Sean describes how it moved in 40 and 41 towards what we know to be Uncle Joe and the trio that defeated the Hitlerites. Sean McMeekin for Stalin's War. More of this later.
Well, Roosevelt's position had changed, at least temporarily, during the Soviet-Finnish War. Previously, he had been, generally speaking, rather friendly to the Soviet Union. He'd even sacked an ambassador, William Buitt, who had been a little bit too critical of Stalin's regime, and sent this famous kind of apologist, Joseph Davies, who helped to whitewash the Great Terror. The Finnish War had jolted Roosevelt somewhat, and he had actually denounced it as aggression, and had even declared what he called a moral embargo on U.S. strategic imports to the Soviet Union at the time. And at the time, we shouldn't forget, the war in Poland is effectively over. If you had Drôle de Guerre or the phony war, as we call it in English, or the Sitzkrieg, as the Germans called in the West, where not much was happening. And so at the time, Roosevelt was focused on Finland and had, at least for that brief period, had kind of become somewhat hostile to the Soviets. And he's still in that position in late 1940. However, in early 1941, things begin to shift. It's not entirely clear what changes Roosevelt's thinking, but beginning in January and February of 1941, he quietly begins to lift that moral embargo on the Soviet Union. It's partly just because of the general chatter, which begins to overwhelm Europe about the inevitable, as a lot of people see it, clash between the Germans and the Soviets, where I think Roosevelt ends up seeing the Soviets a bit like Churchill does, as a possible bulwark against the Germans, even though ostensibly they're still collaborating. A lot of people are beginning to expect that they're going to break. This, at least, is a subject of general chatter. And I think that does begin to shift the thinking of Roosevelt and some of his advisors early in 1941.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes you just need to slow down and enjoy the good things. And they don't get much better than the all-new 2025 Nissan Murano. I mean, it's literally designed to help you relax and re-energize. Between the 64 color options of the Murano's ambient mood lighting and the Bose premium sound system playing your favorite music, it's like your own personal oasis. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Murano today. Ambient lighting and Bose are optional features.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.